If you're a coach and you already know 2026 needs a different story, waiting until January is already too late. I'm running a free online workshop, Plan Your 2026 for Consistent 30K Months. In just 90 minutes, we'll create a plan that combines energetic alignment and business strategy so 30K months become your new monthly baseline. And instead of guessing how to grow, you've got a clear path to 30K months and beyond. You can wing it for another quarter, or you can confidently walk into 2026 knowing exactly what needs to be done. Go to SamanthaRiley.global/workshop to save your free seat, or click the link in the show notes.
Intentionally giving without any expectation of return. And I think that was the kind of point for me where I kind of understood that how can we invest in influence in a way that actually pays off in spades.
How can you influence your clients and give without the expectation of getting anything in return? It's disassociating yourself from what can I get out of this, and truly coming from a place of service. That influence, it is helpful, but we're not leading with, I'm trying to get something from this relationship. My name is Samantha Riley, and this is the podcast for experts who want to be the unapologetic leader in their industry. We're going to share the latest business growth, marketing, and leadership strategies, as well as discussing how you can use your human design to create success in business and life, inside and out. It's time to take your influence, income, and impact to the level you know you're capable of. Are you ready to make a bigger difference and scale up? This is the Influence by Design podcast. Welcome to today's episode of Influence by Design. I'm your co-host for today, Samantha Riley, and joined, as always, on Thursdays by my fabulous co-host, Tim Hyde. How are you, Tim?
Almost every Thursday, but given the number of...
Almost every Thursday.
given it's been holidays and a number of solo episodes you've been doing with your 30 and 30 challenge.
Oh my goodness, that feels like ages ago now. That was funny. When you stopped and thought then, I was like, oh my goodness, what is he going to say? Like, he doesn't like being my co-host. It's amazing what went through my mind in such a short amount of time.
I love being your co-host. It's the best.
Well, thank you.
I look forward to every week, almost every week, around other commitments, of course. And we get to explore on this podcast so many interesting topics.
Absolutely. And I really enjoyed putting today's episode together. Last week, we talked about how to be more deliberate in your influence. And today we're going to talk about how to create more influence with your clients. And we had a really, really great conversation as we were preparing for this episode, in talking about the different ways that as clients, we've been influenced, and not just us influencing our clients. And we're going to talk a little bit about what those scenarios looked like. But really, I think the biggest takeaway, or the biggest part of what we want to get across, is that when we're creating influence with our clients, that this is something that happens over and above what you've been paid to deliver. So as a client, sort of the, let's say, the contract or the expectation is someone will pay you for a product or a service, and you deliver on that. But with influence, we're talking about something that is over and above that.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you think, what is influence? I mean, influence is the ability to influence. I need a thesaurus handy. A thesaurus. And to change perspectives, I guess, positively impact way that, they view the relationship with you more favorably than they did before.
Yeah. Well, the actual meaning is the capacity to have an effect on the character development or behavior of someone or something, or the effect itself. So that's what we're talking about here.
Yeah. And what are the things that we can introduce into our business that, systematically and deliberately do that? Now, interestingly enough, when we were talking off air, and, certainly some of our listeners will know that I've been in and out of a whole bunch of different networking groups over the course of my business career. And I attended a couple of BNI meetings this week, face-to-face one for the first time in ages. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about, I guess, connections and stuff like that. And take me back to, a core belief of, or core value of BNI is this idea of givers gain. Mm-hmm. Right? And when I first joined that organization, the first time around back in, I don't know, 2005, 2006, whenever it was a long time ago now.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really understand what that actually meant. Right? What is this idea of if we give something to other people, what do we mean by how do I gain it? And I always viewed it in the context of potentially, you know, an exchange, a very deliberate exchange. I give you something and you give something back to me, right? Which is probably the sort of core thing of it. But one thing I discovered very early on, you know, as I did, I'd, you know, walk up and down the aisle and I'd deliver my 60-second pitch each week and I'd see people glaze over and some people would pay attention. But it was really when I kind of started to change my mindset around intentionally giving without any expectation of return, which is a very difficult thing to disassociate.
It is.
How much I actually got in return as a result of that. And I think that was the kind of point for me where I kind of understood that how can we invest in influence in a way that actually pays off in spades.
Totally. Well, when you think about it, for most people, one of their best sources of referrals is usually the clients that they already have. So when you're thinking about influence from that perspective, if you're able to help your clients not just achieve an outcome, but to really feel seen, heard, valued, understood, cared for, then you are actually influencing, for most people, what would be their largest referral partners, essentially.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, if you come back to all the ways that you've been influenced, and I think we, you know, we can learn so much from, you know, just by paying a little bit more attention. You know, for example, one of my coaches that I've known for a long, long time, we were in a meeting once, and he asked, you know, genuinely, he said, "Well, what can I do for you this week?" And I joked, as I am known to do from time.
Oh, joking is something that I've never heard you do, Tim Hyde.
I know, like it's difficult to understand when, you know, I'm clearly the most serious person you've ever met, Sam.
Oh my goodness.
So out of character, isn't it?
Oh.
Right. And I joked, I said, you know, Michael, I'd, you know, I could go a foot massage right about now.
So what can I do for you? What I'd really want is a foot massage.
What I really love is a foot massage. And I wasn't expecting anything, all right, because I was joking. I just kind of was a bit of a throwaway line. But a couple of days later, I can't recall if it was a call from one of Michael's team or something. But they'd actually gone and looked up, gone out of his way, asked a bunch of people in Canberra where a really good massage joint was, and gone and found and booked and paid for a foot massage for me.
That is brilliant. That is so good.
And they would just call into a kind of range of time in my calendar that would work, right? No expectation of return, which was the interesting thing.
Mm-hmm.
And probably, I don't know, 60, 70 bucks, maybe 80 bucks worth of investment on Michael's part. But really interesting way. And like, I mean, I've told this story to lots of people, of course. But, you know, as a measure of influence, I now, as we, you know, move the needle, I now view Michael very differently than perhaps I did before. And I know that's happened to you as well, hasn't it?
It absolutely has. And I've got to say, you and I met in that particular community, and I had some awesome interactions, I guess, with Michael as well. He really, really understands influence. But the first thing that came to my mind was having an onboarding call with a different coach. It was probably, gosh, almost 10 years ago now. And we had our onboarding call and we're talking about certain topics. And a couple of weeks later, I had 5 books turn up on my doorstep that were all specifically related to what we were talking about in that session. And it was just so awesome, again, without any expectation of just to get these books and not just to have the books as a gift, but to know she'd really heard me. That was the piece that made it so special of, oh my goodness, this is exactly what we were talking about. So she hasn't just, you know, grabbed any 5 books. She's looked back and said, what were we talking about? And, you know, given a gift that directly related to our conversation. And I think that made that gift so amazing is that, you know, we really felt valued. And I think that's what I can take away from your, you know, with Michael really listening to you.
Yeah. I mean, even my flippantness But you're right. You know, there's intention, and whether it's an intentional gifting strategy that you're going to put into your business, and just being a bit slower about going faster, if that makes sense, right? But being more deliberate and going, okay, I need to really demonstrate that I care about my customers. And it's not just an exchange of dollars for services.
Absolutely.
What else am I doing, right? You know, record down what the name of their dog is, or the breed of their dog that keeps jumping over them during Zoom calls, right? Record the name of their kids and ask, okay, I noticed that, you know, Sam had his rugby game on the weekend, first rugby game. How did he go, right? It's actually just changing that dynamic and actually being more human.
Totally, totally.
The people in your world.
I've got a client that refers quite a lot of new clients to me, and she just referred three clients not that long ago, and I'd seen on social media that she was talking about a particular book, and she was saying it was one of the best books she's ever read and was recommending it for other people. And I went on Amazon and I found like a journal or a workbook that actually went with this particular book. So I grabbed a copy of it and sent it to her because I wanted to, A, thank her for the referral, but give her something that was directly related or to something that was significant or super important in her world.
You gave me another example just off here again, you know, and we've all got a sort of myriad of emails that sort of pop into our inbox, or, you know, if it's not you on social media reading stuff, it's your team on social media doing it for you. And one of the strategies that I know you do, Sam, is actually go, well, hey, look, you know, I saw this sauce bottle email. I'm going to sort of flick it over because I think this would be great for you. And again, it's not anything to do with services that you're providing, you know, for the dollars you receive. It's again, that just that little bit extra that shows that you really care about the people.
Totally, because I want to see my clients succeed. So anything that I can do, you know, and that's a super easy thing. I go through the source bottle email every day. So if I see something that is directly related or would, you know, I think one of my clients would be perfect for, I always flick them the link and say, you know, I think this would be great for you. Let me know how you go.
Yep.
It's something that it doesn't take very many minutes of my day, and it's something that adds value to my clients.
Yeah. And if you're wondering what source bottle is and scratching your head and thinking, what is this gobbledygook?
What's she talking about?
Sam, we're talking about source bottle is a kind of curated resource where journos go to find community experts, and they have an email they send out saying, I need an expert for this, for quote, or for this article, or for
this TV show or this newspaper that normally tells you what the publication is. So
yeah, there are a couple like that, but it's a really easy, you know, again, if you build it into your business process to actually then cultivate influence with your clients to have a better relationship with them.
Totally. So just to reiterate, how can you influence your clients and give without the expectation of getting anything in return? Sometimes you will get something in return, sometimes you won't. And you mentioned it perfectly at the beginning of this episode, Tim. It's disassociating yourself from what can I get out of this, and truly coming from a place of service. You know, that influence, it does, you know, it is helpful, but we're not leading with, I'm trying to get something from this relationship.
Yep. If you ever find yourself in that position where you're going, what can I get from it? Stop right there.
Totally. Take a breath. Go have a bubble bath. Give yourself some love, because that's normally where it comes from. Normally from a lot of stress. Grab a glass of champagne and jump in a bubble bath. Give yourself some love.
And if you don't have a bubble bath, right, just or don't have any bubbles for your bath, just write to us at Sam and Tim. Right, and we will send you a bath bomb.
I've really enjoyed this episode, Tim. I really enjoy this conversation of different ways that you've been influenced, because I always like to hear other people's stories, because it gives me ideas of how can I make my people feel special? How can I help my clients feel special? Because I know as a client, I love to feel seen, heard, valued, understood. So I want my clients to also feel that.
Yep. Of course, if you don't, this is not the right place for you.
Thanks for listening in today. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please share it with someone in your world so they can also get some value from it. And let us know if you've got any great experiences that you've had with people you've worked with or what you do for clients, because I think that when we can learn what each other do, you know, it's nice. It makes the world a nicer place. And on that note, we're out. Thanks, Tim, for joining me.
Thanks, Sam.
And thank you for joining us. And we'll catch you next Tuesday for another episode of Influence by Design. Ciao. Thanks for joining me for this episode of the Influence by Design podcast. If you want more, head over to influencebydesignpodcast.com for the show notes and links to today's gifts and sponsors. And if you're looking to connect with other experts who are growing and scaling their business too, join us in the Coaches, Thought Leaders and Changemakers community on Facebook. The links are waiting for you over at influencebydesignpodcast.com.